Police in Delaware are doing what was unheard of 5 years ago, working with mental health professionals when they respond to calls where people are struggling with drug abuse, psychiatric issues, or both. WHYY's Chris Barish spent some time with two mental health professionals who partner with state troopers.
When Chelsea Derryberry goes to a scene where someone is in crisis, she's prepared. She knows they likely won't want to go immediately to treatment, but she has packs with water, fruit cups, cereal, bandages and ointments, shampoo, deodorant, overdose antidote Narcan, fentanyl test strips, and more.
If they don't want treatment, if they don't want housing, if they're fine living in the woods, I can give you a hygiene pack, a wound care kit, and food. And I could do that a few times, and then I'll connect them the resources to get all this themselves.
Derryberry is a peer recovery specialist who has fought her own drug demons and mental health issues. She works with licensed social worker Tiffany Johnson at a State Police Troop 1 north of Wilmington. The behavioral health pros and the cops are partners in the Police Diversion Program. The initiative began in 2021 to help people who commit petty crimes like drug possession or shoplifting or engage in erratic but not illegal behavior. The mission? Steer them away from the revolving door of the criminal justice system and into treatment. Similar programs have sprouted across America in the wake of calls to defund the police and reallocate money to social services after George Floyd's 2020 murder at the hands of Minneapolis police. Delaware's effort was in the works before then, but gained steam after the nationwide protests and unrest. Joanne Champney heads the State Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health. She said about 10,000 people have been referred to her two-person teams at the 8 state police troops. About 2,200 have agreed to seek help.
There's clearly a need. People are reaching a desperation point. It's clearly struck a nerve and is being really well utilized. Demand for it is really growing.
Johnson told of getting called by a trooper over the winter to a motel where a teen mom with two hungry infants was being evicted. The youngest, a girl of about 4 months, had a soiled diaper.
It was just a bad situation. It was a mother, babies, kind of nowhere to go, no social support. She was struggling. We had to come up with a plan quickly.
There was no crime to investigate, so the cop left. The two women cradled the babies, fed them some applesauce. They changed diapers and began a dialogue with the young mom, who they realized had some psychological problems. Before long, they convinced the teen's older sister, who has children of her own, to take them in. A ride was arranged. A guardian angel agreed to provide diapers and formula. They later connected the teen to a hospital program that supports young mothers and a treatment clinic.
It was a great solution, and if she calls back again, well, you know, we'll welcome her with open arms and do what we need to do and connect her to services.
Chuck Salchenko is a former trooper and therapist who runs the program on the state police side. He credits the persistence of the behavioral health teams long after the 911 call was made.
The clinician and peer are experts at making contact and establishing a rapport with these individuals that helps them 1 month, 2 months, 3 months later to go to treatment. So it's that follow-up. And people have gone to treatment saying, I didn't realize someone cared.
Derryberry, whose arms are covered in tattoos, says it helps to have people in plain clothes and without a badge confer with people in peril after they have dealt with the cops.
We save lives here. They might want to jump off the bridge today. They'll say, I don't want treatment and I don't want housing. I want to stay in this tent or whatever and just really suffering. We can come through with that hygiene pack and that food, and just for today, their needs are met. We come through for them a couple times. We build a relationship. They feel a part of a community.
The diversion program will soon be expanding to some small police forces in southern Delaware. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.